Mamas, it's Megan. As VBAC moms, we are accustomed to change. Perhaps a change in birth plans, or change in providers along your VBAC journey. One of our favorite brands, Coterie, is here for the changes in you and your baby's lives. We know that the little things can make a big impact, like a diaper that you can truly count on. Coterie is just that. These diapers are ultra soft, absorbent, and made with non-toxic materials, making them perfect for babies in every stage. Take 20% off your first order of $40 or more with code VBAC20 and experience the Coterie difference. You can find that at coterie.com and again, use code VBAC, VBAC20.
Hello, everybody. Today is a very special episode. I'm so excited. Yay! Julia's with me today. We are doing this together. And guess what, you guys? It is our 400th episode.
I can't even believe it.
I can't either. I am just like, my jaw is on the ground thinking about all of the times that we have been recording together and all the stories and all the weird things where like we're recording in the car or in the garage or in
our closets. Oh my gosh, yeah. I was so sweaty. It was like summer in the car. I was like dying.
And we couldn't like have too much air on because then it would like go into the noise.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you guys. Today is our 400th episode, and we're going to do the intro and dive more into the history of the VBAC link and where we are today.
Hi, my name is Megan. Welcome to the VBAC link podcast. I am a VBAC after 2 C-section mama, a wife, doula, and VBAC educator. This podcast was created to hold space for those wanting to know their options for birth after cesarean. It is a space where you will likely find yourself getting better educated, relate to stories like your own, and finding the inspiration to help you have a better birth experience. Although we will be sharing stories related to cesarean and VBAC, this podcast is for anyone and everyone who wants to receive evidence-based information and learn how to avoid unnecessary or undesired cesareans. The purpose of this podcast is to educate and inform. It is not meant to replace advice from any other medical professional.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Wait, I remember. No, yeah. I remember. I'm going to start this. I remember I was in Target shopping with Cassandra. And we were talking about podcasts and like the future of social media is audio, right? Yep. And then we had just started the VBAC link a few months ago, and it was Utah VBAC link then.
Yeah.
And, yep. And I was like, to Cassandra, I was like, we should do a podcast for the VBAC link. And Cassandra was like, you totally should. So I'm like, I'm going to call Megan right now. And so I called you and in Target shopping for clothes. And I'm like, Megan, I have this great idea. And it's going to be so easy. And I'm just going to do it as long as you're okay. And we should do a podcast. And I'm really good at computer stuff. And we can just use like free conferencecall.com to like record our stuff. And we can have people on and share stories. And it will be awesome. And I'm really good. And I could edit the episode.
Oh, yeah. You were very excited.
I was like, we could totally do this. And then you're like, okay. I guess we could try it.
I was in my laundry room doing laundry. Yeah. And I answer the phone and you're like, oh my gosh, she's going a million miles an hour. And we hadn't even like finished our course yet, I don't think at this point.
Or I'm like, we're gonna do it. Maybe. It's going to be so easy and so fast. And then I'm like, I'm going to record. I'm going to do a test episode. I'm going to record it. I'm going to edit it. And then I'm going to show you. I'll do it. And then I did it, and Megan was like, all right, let's try it. And it turned out to be way more work than I anticipated it being. And for a little while, I did all the editing and publishing and show notes and like all of that stuff. And it was a lot of work. I remember lots of nights, like Tuesday nights, just me scrambling to get everything wrapped up before episodes
aired
live. Yeah, yeah. At midnight. And
it was a lot. And then we were writing the course at the same time. We didn't have an office to do this. So like I said, we were literally filming from, like, I was in my closet underneath. So I had like a 2-rack closet, and I had like sweaters and tops on the bottom, and I crawled underneath that in hopes that it would absorb sound.
The sound, and yeah.
I would be far enough away from my children that no one could hear them in the background. Or I remember locking the door and being like, okay, nobody come in my room. And then the kids are like pounding at the door like, Mom, come out. And they're like, shh. And I'm like trying to mute and like, oh my gosh. And then there were times where I was very actively working as a doula at that point. And you were too. You were pretty active as a doula at that point.
Yeah.
So we had births. So there was one time where I'm like, I have to go to this prenatal. And we didn't really have like a schedule figured out. It was just like random stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I was like driving and I was in my husband's car and his.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember this? Like ding every 5 seconds. So his trunk light. His trunk was closed, but the sensor was broken. And so every time I'd hit like a bump or make a turn, it would think that his trunk was open. And so it would ding. And so I'm driving on this podcast, like listening, trying to like pay attention to the road, but also pay attention to the story and be involved and interactive. And then it'd be like ding every 5 seconds. I was like, oh my gosh. Or there was one where we had a scheduled podcast and I was at a birth. And then I had like snuck away to get some food, I think. If I remember, I was over at Intermountain and I ran over and you were on. So I jumped on and popped in the middle of it. There was one, I swear you were like going to the dentist. I don't know.
I was on the way back from the dentist.
Yes, you guys, we have come a long ways. And so we will not bring back the horrible audio. Well, maybe a couple of them, because a couple of them are still really good episodes.
Yeah.
But we had some that were really, really horrible audio. It was just so bad. And then we got into a studio, and that studio was amazing. But we would record really late because we had to go into the late hours when the studio wasn't being used.
And when our husbands were home to watch the kids.
Yep, husbands were home at night. Like sometimes we'd get home closer to like 11, 11:30. One time I told Julie she was fine with her gas light, and then she ran out of gas.
Oh.
Do you remember?
I remember. It was like midnight. And freezing. Yeah. It was like January.
Yes, so cold.
Because you're like, you should be fine to get home. No, I tapped out at like 4 miles to go. That stupid white car, we still have it. Let me tell you what, that car I have run out. I ran out of gas. I had like 14 miles to go. I was on my way to a birth. I had been with them for like 20 hours. It was really long. And then they transferred to the hospital. She got the epidural. Everyone went home to sleep. On my way back, I had 14 miles to go. But then I started going uphill. And then my car thought it was out of gas and it stopped. Yeah. I was like a mile away from the birth and she was pushing.
So freaking ran out of gas. It's that car.
Stupid car. Yeah. Like, and then Nick, just barely like 2 months ago, he was like, our battery just died in the middle of the road. I'm like stranded on Main Street. And I'm like, our battery died. So we went and got a new battery and it still wouldn't start. And I'm like, listen, are you out of gas? And he's like, no, it was like 8 miles ago. I'm like, you don't ever trust the white car.
You're out of gas.
We got a new battery.
Yes. And I felt bad. Like, I seriously felt so terrible. She called me. She's like, I'm out of gas. I'm like, no, you're not. She's like, yes, I am. But yeah, so we had the studio, and that's when our audio just got so good. It was so good. And of course, at this point, not that Julie was a bad editor, not that saying that at all. But at this point, we had like a professional editor who we love. Yeah. We have called him forever,
our
secret weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's so awesome. And so, yes, we had him at that point. So we were just like killing it with editing and sound. And then COVID happened.
Oh, yeah.
And we got.
Can I say I'm pretty sure I got COVID before it was. Before it was like a pandemic. Do you remember that? Like in October and November.
Do you remember
like
you November? Being sick?
And I was like had this cough that would not go away.
And
like it wouldn't go
congested.
Away. And my voice. Yeah. Yes. I had like hoarse voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I had COVID before it was cool. Okay, not that it was ever cool, but you know what I mean.
Cool. Before it was really ever.
I was probably patient zero. So sorry for the pandemic, everybody.
Oh my goodness. No, I do remember that you being like quite sick. But yeah, you guys, we have been through so much and we've loved it so much. Hey mamas, it's Megan.
As VBAC moms, we are accustomed to change. Perhaps a change in birth plans or change in providers along your VBAC journey. One of our favorite brands, Coterie, is here for the changes in you and your baby's lives. We know that the little things can make a big impact, like a diaper that you can truly count on. Coterie is just that. These diapers are ultra soft, absorbent, and made with non-toxic materials, making them perfect for babies in every stage. Take 20% off your first order of $40 or more with code VBAC20 and experience the Coterie difference. You can find that at Coterie.com and again, use code VBAC, VBAC20.
Then, okay, so then we finally got back. Oh, we took a year. We took 10 months off. Yeah. We took 10 months off, which was really necessary. We had a lot of things going on, but it was sad. It was really hard to say goodbye for a minute. Then we came back and we were so happy and everybody was so happy. And then Julie left. Then she became a photographer who is badass. Sorry, guys.
It's podcast.
I can say it. You are such a badass photographer. You guys haven't seen her photography within our emails or on our social media. I mean, go check it out because, oh my gosh, it's so good. Like, you are so good.
Thank you, Megan.
No, really? You really, really are so good. So talk to us about photography. What's been going on with that?
You know, things have been going really good. I have a feeling. Do you ever like struggle to put a feeling into words? Like you just have a feeling and you're just like, I wish I could just share the feeling with you.
Yeah.
It is the perfect amount of emotional balance and work and family life and personal life. Like it's a really, really good balance. It hits a sweet spot for me. While I'm still in the birth world, I can still be present and hold space for people while they are having babies without the emotional energy that doula work just took out of me, right? So it's a really healthy balance for me and I'm so excited. I love doing it. It as unpredictable as it is and as much as I don't trust babies. It's really fun. It's really fun. It's a great job. And it's really cool to be able to still be in the space and support people just in a different way.
Yeah. Yeah. And we get to all reap the benefit of it, seeing your photography and your videos.
Thank you.
So many. Oh my gosh. And by the way, if you guys haven't seen Paige's, Paige, who is our adorable transcriber who I seriously love so deeply. The love I have for this woman, I've talked about it, but I really love her so much. She had the first maternal assisted cesarean in Korea and it was last year.
Amazing.
And Julie got to be there. And I like actually just the other day, Paige sent me the full gallery. I was just like, every swipe, my mouth just dropped more and more. Aww. I was actually on the phone with Julie and I was like, oh my gosh, Julie. Oh my gosh. Like these images. Oh, they're insane. So I love that you're doing it. I love that you're happy. And I love that you could add to your perfectly balanced life that now a little bit of the VBAC link here with me.
Yeah. So,
thank you. And I have really taken a big step back in the doula world. I kind of run a small agency now. I'm taking births here and there, but really focusing right now on the VBAC link. And that's been really, really fun. And it's just been fun to record and meet new people literally all over the world, right? Like we record stories from all over the world. And then being involved in the community and on Instagram and on Facebook. And we have Lily and we have Ashley who are just absolutely incredible. And I'm so grateful for them. And then Lily just had her VBAC. So that was really cool. And then, yeah, so it's, oh my gosh, so amazing. We have so much going on here. But guys, I have an announcement to make.
Tell me your announcement. I'm like, oh, an announcement.
Well, you know what the announcement is. But the announcement is, as of next week, we are actually going back down to one episode a week.
That's not even an exciting announcement.
I know. It's a depressing one. I'm sorry. I am sorry. But it's because there's an exciting thing happening. So it was kind of weighing on me. And it was like, okay, do we just do what Julie and I did years ago and just take a break and stop? Is that what is right? Or do we back off one episode a week so I can achieve some of these other things that we need to do? And my heart couldn't take I couldn't take the year off. I just couldn't. I couldn't do it. I couldn't just leave you guys with nothing. And so we are still kicking out an episode every single week. And like I said, we've got so many amazing episodes. But the announcement is that I'm doing that because the course is being updated. There's so many things in the back end that need to be updated, refreshed, and I'm really, really excited to do that. And then hopefully going to be having some other really big things coming towards the end of the year. So yeah, that is my announcement. Sorry it wasn't like super exciting, but I do want to. It is exciting to me because this course means a lot, and I'm really, really excited to dive into that. And there's been a lot of studies that have been updated. There's been some topics that hadn't been in the course and I would like to put in the course. So it's going to be so amazing. I wanted to thank you guys for your support always. Like, seriously, I love you all so much. I know I've said this before. It's weird to like say I love you guys because I know I've never met most of you. But truly, I love this community, and I love you, and I love the support that you bring, and the full-on empowered, like, oh, you're just saying, like, putting a feeling into words. Like, I don't even know how to describe the feeling that I have about this community. It's just powerful. It's such a powerful community, and so I really thank you so much, and I'm so grateful for you. But yeah, as of next week, we are going to be cutting back down to one episode a week. They will still be amazing. We will still have blogs and stories, Q&As and things like that on social media. So make sure to follow us there and get some Q&A sessions in. We usually do it every other week. It's been great. Lily is a big leading factor in that. She is so wonderful to help me with that. And yeah, I'm trying to think. Then of course Julie's still here with us here and there.
Yeah
You guys, I love you. I thank you. 400 episodes, seriously. It really is wild to look back since 2018 to see where we have come and what we are doing. So again, thank you for your support. We love you, and we'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Interested in sharing your VBAC? Head over to thevbaclink.com/share to submit your story. For information on all things VBAC, including online and in-person VBAC classes, the VBAC blog, the worldwide database for VBAC doulas, and more, head over to thevbaclink.com. Congratulations on starting your journey of learning and discovery with the VBAC Link.
Everybody, I just wanted to take a quick sec to thank you all so much for listening to today's episode. We are so glad that you are here. This community is near and dear to our heart. We love you all so much. If you enjoyed today's episode, we would really appreciate it if you'd leave us a rating and review. Our whole team here at the VBAC Link actually gets to see these reviews come in, and it makes our day. A 5-star rating helps us share our podcast and gets these important messages out there. Thank you so much for listening, and we cannot wait to see you next time.